We are reading in Talmud Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, page Kuf Chaf Chet, Item 3. You can ask questions at kev.tv. Selected questions related to the study topic will be asked during the lesson. Again, Talmud Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, page Kuf Chaf Chet, Item Gimel, Item 3. Malchut remained as Atik in Bria even after the diminution of Malchut was corrected. Indeed, that was during the lunar diminution during the creation of the world. However, after she had been corrected and returned to her place, Ach be'ach, back to back, Adam HaRishon was created and had brought her back, Panim be'panim, face to face, as in the beginning. Afterwards, by the sin of the inferior, she diminished once more and came down, for that is the entire meaning of our prayer, to correct her when we pray. She then returns, as in the beginning, for we haven't strength for more. Thus, every holy thing leaves an imprint in its place, even though it left it. And this b'chinat point always remains in the Rosh of Bria. Again, item Gimel, item 3. Malchut remained as Atik in Bria, even after the diminution of Malchut was corrected. Indeed, that was during the lunar diminution during the creation of the world. However, after she had been corrected and returned to her place, Ach be'ach, back to back, Adam HaRishon was created and had brought her back, Panim be'panim, face to face, as in the beginning. Afterwards, by the sin of the inferior, she diminished once more and came down, for that is the entire meaning of our prayer, to correct her when we pray. Then she returns as in the beginning, for we haven't strength for more. Thus, every holy thing leaves an imprint in its place, even though it has left it. And this point always remains in the Rosh of Bria. Small item tet, small item 9, relating to the words. What does he mean by, and this is the reason for our every prayer?
What is next?
He says that it has, this is the entire meaning of our prayer, to correct her when we pray, then she returns as in the beginning, for we haven't strength for more. What does he mean by that?
Through the deficiency that we attain from the connection between us and the lack of it, we have to, and again a connection and lack of connection, we have to raise that deficiency above so that the light will come and will connect us to the extent it connects us. Our mutual desire, which is called Malchut, grows from a point into a greater measure, and then accordingly a zivug between Malchut to higher Bechinot is made with Anpin, and then Malchut receives the light and is filled up with the light. Of course, she receives the light in order to bestow through the Masach, and is filled up with the reflected light, with the Or Chozer. And this is our whole prayer. What does it mean that Malchut is filled up with Or Chozer? It is filled up only with the desire to bring contentment upon the Creator. In order to bring contentment upon the Creator, then later on, she begins to receive the light of Chochmah, because then, through receiving pleasures, she can bring contentment upon the Creator. But who is Malchut? It's the connection between us where the Creator is being revealed. And we are working on the fact that the revelation of the Creator which is always revealed as the greatest pleasure, Neran Chai, that it will be revealed, since by doing so we want to bring contentment to Him, because His desire is to be revealed. The host that gives me pleasure, there is a reason why he gives me pleasure. He is very cunning. He wants me to come to know him, to understand him. I'm not looking at that refreshment as a beast that eats and that's it. It also has a relation with the host, but which kind of relationship? The host fills her up, but by giving us all kinds of pleasure, the Creator wants to awaken us to relate to Him, let's say like to human beings, like to people, like to person. He wants something as a result. He thinks He wants to be revealed according to the way you can understand Him. So, although he's playing with you in pains and pleasures, he increases your desire every time, he stimulates it, fills it up a little bit, yes and no, in different manners. He makes your life harder, but why? So that you, with respect to the pleasures, you will determine that you don't want the pleasures themselves. Rather, what you want is to use them in order to reveal Him. You will receive them or not. You will relate to them as if you enjoy them or not. If you set a condition that the only thing you want is to reveal Him, otherwise you get nothing. That is the meaning of my sons have defeated me. How does Malchut do it in ends of restriction, and then she's free? Yes?
And this is what he meant by we haven't strength for more, only in that action, in the restriction.
Even that, no, only a request. If you're truly working about our work, except for the request that he will perform such an action over the Kelim, I have nothing. He has his own tactic. He has his own strategy. He has his own tactic. His way towards the goal. And this is how he relates to us in actions which are called Be'ito, due time. If you know how to hasten time, then Be'ito, due time, turns into Achishen. It turns into hastening of time. How? Because you yourself, from yourself, you add to that desire which is revealed linearly, very gradually, very slowly, blows, all kinds of sufferings, mess and problems. If you're looking for a way, how can I better that situation that should be? You depict that situation. You want to construct that pattern. What does it mean to advance? How should it be? How should the corrected world be? How can I be in it? How can I stabilize it? If you're constantly structuring such, well, it's an act like an act of the Creator Himself. By doing that, you are engaged in a very creative action like the Creator Himself. And by this you prepare a desire, which is not a beastly desire. This is already a human being, someone who resembles the Creator. You're guessing how this world should be like. You're like a child that constantly wants to see a more advanced stage. So if you awaken the desire in a scrutinized degree, in a calculated degree, between all the sermons, it doesn't matter how much you succeed in it or not, but you've made an effort, you want to. By this, you become prepared to receive from Him an advancement. Because you've been working with your thoughts and emotions a little bit, So he gives you already that light that needs to come your way. You receive it. That means that he's giving it to you. He doesn't give it to you. He is an absolute law. But you, in your desire, in your deficiency, you become more sensitive. And in that light, you see not the light of nefesh, which advances you. You know how. Rather, what you see is ruach, neshama. You begin to be smarter, to hear more. But this is because the effort you've made, then inside you become more sophisticated, more refined. Yes?
And the exertion is in depicting the more advanced state?
Yes, only in that. What else? There's nothing more than the present state and the next state. And you constantly need to see, to show, I'm yearning for it. What is the next state? What are you yearning for? To open up your mouth more, or you want to scrutinize those things that will be above or below my ego? To stabilize yourself better. And this is always the group. Don't forget that the kli is not you. What you're stabilizing is the group. This is where you reveal the next degree. And every time it is inside a group, more and more and more. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, for him, that kli was corrected. He didn't look at them. He didn't see them as common people. He saw them as great in the future. The future for him was the present. Only he did not know how they will advance in the path of Torah or the path of suffering. But the future form, of course it's there. But the fact it's there, it doesn't help us. What we do need is how to come to it. The whole destiny we're asking about, we're not asking the prophets, tell me what's going to be. What's going to be is obvious. The way it's going to happen, no prophets can tell you. That depends on Niv. Yes, Gil.
You say that it all depends on Niv. How do I know that? Because I'm also operated by that. Where does this exertion come from? That's also operated, this exertion. So where is my freedom here?
No. How come you raise the entire creation by that? You make it worthless. How come? No way. Hastening time depends on a person. To the extent that you can awaken, you're given the opportunity to be awakened through your friends and together with them, mutually, you can hasten your development, and they shall help one his friend. The fact you're given an awakening, there is a component there which is nonetheless called your exertion. That exertion is not in exerting yourself, pressuring yourself or not. It is in you being able to awaken your friends or not. This is why, well, you're saying, there's nothing, everything is predetermined. There's nothing to be done here because you haven't touched that component which is called the free choice. You haven't felt it. You haven't activated it. Because you've been working with lights and vessels, better or not as good, good or bad. These are all your situations, personal, individual situations. But if you would have, together with your friends, tried to work in building, in scanning the net of connection between you, then you would have seen that there you are in mutual work, where all of a sudden everyone who gives such an awakening to each other, although the awakening inside one person is his, he received it from above. Where else does he have it from? But the fact that he gives it to the other, that does not come from above. This is his exertion. This is the exertion. And the other one to the other one. And this is how everyone, with everyone else, until you have a connection between everyone. And you did that. The first awakening comes from him. Yes, I am the first. But this net is something you did. Also, there's the lie here. He gives, he helps and everything. Yes, but there's your own component here.
What does it mean to transmit the awakening?
To awaken others.
What does it mean to awaken?
Kick everyone else. What difference does it make? Think. To which extent and in which form I can awaken them, that everyone together will think about the connection. Yakoka, what's with you today? Why are you sitting there? It's not dignable.
There wasn't any place.
Okay. Depends on when you come to the lesson. You don't have anyone at home to wake you up. You have to think about it. You're a good guy. You went to the singles event?
To another place.
Ah, you went elsewhere. Okay. Yes, yes.
To awaken the friend, you said that we need to awaken him in this action together, all of us together.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Everyone together meaning a kli that will see all of us participating together in a mutual connection to awaken each and every one towards connection, where we will reveal our mutual bestow in order to bring contentment to the Creator so that He will be revealed. We're trying to create a net of mutual between, a mutual net of bestowal between us with our thoughts and intentions. You know, like kids are trying to build something. If we will exert ourselves enough, make enough efforts, then the Creator will complete the work for us and will be revealed.
If I work on awakening one friend, how is it that I work on one friend that I worked in this complete kli?
And he, in return to you and others and so on. Of course, one friend is not enough. You need to relate to everyone. But sometimes it's also a good thing when you choose someone in particular and work on him. But perhaps it can lead to disregard towards others, so it depends.
So how can I awaken the complete kli?
The kli means the connection between us. To a certain extent, we have to think about the connection between us in mutual bestow between us. And from bestowing upon each other, by doing so, we let the Creator be revealed through the equivalence of form. Well,
so I don't grasp it. What does it mean that I work in relation to awakening that complete kli all the time?
From being with you in relationship of bestowal, I better understand what the other means, what it means to connect to him, what it means to feel his deficiency, his desire, how to be integrated with his desire, how to truly feel his desire. It means how to bestow upon him. And also by starting being sensitive towards that, I'm searching for ways how can I express it. And then I also become more sensitive to the way you treat me. I understand you better, what you want to tell me, how you want to relate to me, and more. Meaning, by this I scrutinize my kelim, and you also. And we have more deeper, profound, delicate, mutual relationship between us. Everyone rise above himself in order to feel the other. So, to the extent that I am prepared to connect, to identify with you, let's put it this way, and you with me, then we are in a mutual connection between us, which resembles the quality of bestowal. Well, it's not truly bestowal, but this is something similar. And then this connection breaks down again, and we try to build that connection once again. And then we pray, and then the light comes upon us and brings us closer in the direction of bestowal. So if we have attained bestowal between us, and we did all that, we try to do that, so that eventually we will reveal the Creator. What is the Creator? The complete form of bestowal. Then we reach a state where the light gives us that quality, and then we reveal the Creator. How do we reveal the Creator? First of all, the light comes and gives us the ability to be connected in true mutual bestowal. And to that extent, the light comes our way, the light which is revealed, and then it gives us a pleasure. And that pleasure, this is something we do not want to receive. We're prepared to receive it only on condition that we will feel that by doing so, we bring contentment upon the Creator. That means that we are restricting the pleasure and make a calculation. How much can we feel it, so that we will truly bring contentment upon Him? And this is how we work. There are more details here, but let's continue.
Or Pnimi, inner light, item Yud, item 10, the small item 10, relating to the words, every holy thing leaves an imprint in its place, even though it's left it. It is so because there is no absence in spirituality, and any change or diminution, and so on, does not mean that the first b'china becomes absent and another replaces it. It means only that the first b'china remains as it was, and the change that we distinguish about it is an addition to the first. Thus, wherever it is said that some b'china has changed, it means that a new b'china has been added to the first b'china. We should remember that, for it is impossible to always remind it. This is the meaning of the Ari's words, every holy thing leaves an imprint in its place, even though it has left it, and this point always remains in the Rosh of Bria. This point always remains at the top of creation, meaning the ascent and return of the point back to its place in Atzilut does not generate any absence in the point that came down to Bria, as there is no absence in spirituality.
Meaning, although Malchut of the Upper One became a Keter for the Lower One, Keter of the Upper One and Keter of Malchut is separated. Although it is the same desire, but it operates in two frequencies, let's put it this way, which completely don't interfere with each other.
Therefore, we should understand the return of the point to Atzilut as a new issue that is renewed. like lighting a candle from another, without the first being lessened. Thus the point remains at the Rosh of Briah, and rose to Atzilut as well, and now has two points.
Let's hear a Mikam for once. And you also need a microphone, but without make it short.
In Briah, it says that Malchut remains to being an Atik of Briah. You can look at it as being Atik, as being the awakening of...
Atik is detached from Briah. Malchut of Atzilut is as a root which is detached in Briah.
We learn that Briah, in the Partsuf, in the structure of the Partsuf, is between Chazeh and Tabu. So the matter of Briah, it's as if it each time is in a different place, because Bina is in Partsuf Ak, it's above the Tabur, and after that it is in the Partsuf Sag, it is, let's say it sits on Netzach of Galgalta, and in Atzilut it is under the Parsa. So what is this detachment that remains throughout the whole way until Briah?
From four phases of direct light, the second Prina, which wants to resemble Keter, this is how it emerged from Bechina Aleph. It determines for itself. First of all, with respect to the first Bechina, I want to not to be like Bechina Aleph. Rather, I want to be the opposite. I don't want to receive anything. And then, she determines that from now on, I am God of Bina. I want to receive nothing. However, I do want to reach a state where I will be exactly like Keter. And then she builds in that of Bina a mechanism, a system of how to become like Keter. And then she carries it out in the Anpin and then in Malchut completely. Therefore, from a cut in the middle of Bina, it's not in the middle. Bina is divided inside of her into four parts, and there's Yeshut and Tselem and many other things. But let's say from the middle of Bina onward, everything is the realization of Bina, who eventually wants to become and be like the Creator. Therefore, she descends wherever she has to. Sag has no problem being below the Tabu, Nekudot of Sag, to restrict, to connect, to break, to rise back. Everything is planned. Everything is pre-planned. He knows very well what he's doing. The final act is in the preliminary thought. The states of 1, 2, 3 are in the initial thought. Everything stems from there. Don't you worry.
But in any case, there are these raw connections between Keter and Malchut.
Of course there are, but it's not that Bina can be instead of Malchut and also in our world.
The question is, what does she need Malchut to awaken?
This is something else. What for? This is something you don't know. Also in Beit Shara Kavanot, Baal HaSulam writes that Ab and Sag, Ab cannot descend below the Tabu because this is the light of Chochmah. How can it go below the Tabu where there are vessels of reception without a screen to receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow? So what does he say? He says that for the purpose of correction of the lower Potsufim, Ab can go down. It's against all the laws. It's not against anything. Because he goes down and operates in such a way that these vessels, they don't see him. They don't feel him. But he goes down and acts there. Nonetheless, That's the way the Upper One acts. What? Now we are detached from the Upper One? You, in your feeling, are in such way. But it's not that you are not in the world of Ein Sof. Therefore, there is no question here if Bina can go down and be in Bria. Bria is the essence of Bina. It's not the essence of Bina, but the difference between Bria to Bina of Atzilut is that in Bina the Atzilut there is the light of Chochmah, and she says, I am delighted in mercy because I am given the whole world and I want nothing. This is my certificate that I want nothing. And it says here about the light of Ein Sof, I am delighted in mercy. And in Bria, Bina can say, I was given Ein Sof, and I said no. See, she is as such, but she can't present it as a fact. And of course, that causes her to have lack of strength because she doesn't have the light of Chochmah in order to impart chassadim. These are completely different chassadim altogether now. Or you have billions and you want nothing. You live just on a dry bread, or you have nothing except for a dry bread, and this is what you live on.
So why does he emphasize this matter of Kedusha, holiness, that it comes from Kedusha, holiness?
Kedusha means bestowal. This is the quality of Bina.
Meaning that Malchut, we can put it in Tumah, in the impurity and reception, it behaves in some other kind of way, where there are different relationships between Bina and Malchut?
Yes. And there is a change in relationships constantly. Let's continue.
Item 4 on page Chavtet. When the departure of the 9 Sfirot of Malchut is due to the sin of the Tachtonim, the lower ones, her 9 Sfirot do not ascend to Ziranpin, but fall to the Klipot. During her diminution, because of the floor of the Tachtonim, the lower ones, the other 9 points that leave her do not come back to Ziranpin, from which they came. Regrettably, they descend to the Klipa, to a divinity in exile, and there is no need to elaborate on that.
But also, like we learned, he swallowed host and vomited, that although all these lights go down to this great sea, to Malchut, and seemingly enter the Klipot. The Klipot, these are our desires to receive, which are uncorrected yet, which accumulate all these particular lights in order to reveal them later on. So this is like a warehouse. Yes.
Again, item 4. When the departure of the 9 Sfirot of Malchut is due to the sin of the Tachtonim, the lower ones, her 9 Sfirot do not ascend to Ziranpin, but fall to the Klipot. During her diminution, because of the floor of the Tachtonim, the lower ones, the other 9 points that leave her do not come back to Ziranpin, from which they came. Regrettably, they descend to the Klipa, to a divinity in exile, and there is no need to elaborate on that.
This is how they construct the divinity in exile, specifically through such corruptions, and until it's not completed, then there is the exile. The exile still takes place. So there is a time for corruption, and there is a time for correction.
Item 5. Just like the point of Malchut de Atzilut came down and became Atik in Keter of Bria, so it was in every single Olam, world, where Malchut of the upper world clothed in the Keter of its lower world. Let us return to the issue that this point was first Zanav La'arayot, a tail for the lions, at the end of Atzilut. That is because Eve was a Zanav, a tail to Adam, and then descended and diminished herself into her point, and became a rosh lashualim, a head for the foxes, an actual rosh to Briah. So it was in every world, for the point of Malchut of Yetzirah descended in the rosh of Asiyah, and also Briah in rosh Yetzirah. It was the same in rosh of Atzilut as well, as it says, "In wisdom hast thou made them all." It is so because the light of En Sof clothed the upper Chokhmah above Atzilut, and that Chokhmah herself descended, broke the Masach over Atzilut, and descended and clothed Atzilut. Also, it is through her that Atzilut receives the light of En Sof. That is the meaning of, "In wisdom hast thou made them all," mentioned in the world of Atzilut. Again, item Hey, item 5. Just like the point of Malchut of Atzilut came down and became Atik in Keter of Briah, so it was in every single world where Malchut of the upper world clothed the Keter of its lower world. Let us return to the issue that this point was first Zanav La'arayot, a tail for the lions, at the end of Atzilut. That is because Eve was a Zanav, a tail, to Adam, and then descended and diminished herself into her point, and became Rosh Lashualim, a head for the foxes, an actual Rosh to Briah. So it was in every world, for the point of Malchut of Yetzirah descended in the Rosh of Asiyah, and also Briah in Rosh Yetzirah. It was the same in Rosh of Atzilut as well, as it says, "In wisdom hast thou made them all." It is so because the light of En Sof clothed the upper Chokhmah above Atzilut, and that Chokhmah herself descended, broke the Masach over Atzilut, and descended and clothed Atzilut. Also, it is through her that Atzilut receives the light of En Sof. That is the meaning of, "In wisdom hast thou made them all," mentioned in the world of Atzilut. Small item Chaf 20, relating to the words, was first Zanav La'arayot, a tail for the lions, at the end of Atzilut. Meaning, the end of all the Sfirot of Atzilut, which, with respect to the Sfirot of Briah, are presented in the parable as lions, arayot, toward foxes, shualim. Then Malchut descended from the Siyum, the end of the Sfirot of Atzilut, and became the Rosh of the Sfirot of Briah.
But there are two points there. On the one hand, this is a tail for the lions. On the other hand, this is a head for the foxes.
What is the fact that Malchut descends from Atzilut and then returns give Malchut? What discernments does it build in her?
Other than Malchut of Atzilut, there is nothing. Malchut of Atzilut, this is the creature. Inside Malchut of Atzilut, there are all kinds of circles. The most inner circle is Adam HaRishon. More external circles are the worlds. Malchut of Atzilut is everything. The worlds, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, are parts of Malchut of Atzilut, like Adam HaRishon. Only these worlds are externality, and Adam HaRishon is the internality. Adam HaRishon is inside the worlds of Briah, and through them, as much as they change, he changes, and as much as he changes, they change. So there's a mutual influence here. However, the worlds of Ak and Atzilut, these are worlds which are outside the worlds of Briah and Adam HaRishon. They are a mechanism which is outside of Briah, above the world of Briah, and also it comes from the word Briah, meaning it is outside of the creature. Adam Kadmon and Atzilut, that is. Adam Kadmon only divides the lights and the vessels, put them into order, Kachabzon and Ranchai, according to the degrees of Aviyut, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled in the Kelim, and the lights, and the world of Atzilut. Before it, there was the world of Nikudim, which broke. So the world of Atzilut, to start with, was created as a system which can play, which can be in all situations. This is comprised from good and bad, corrections, corruptions. It has it all. In order to pass the upper light in accordance to the low ones, it is prepared for everything. This is a system that filters, organizes, diminishes, intensifies all the lights in such a way that every kli and every connection between the kelim can come and be corrected. This is the system of Atzilut. And above them, there's the world of Ein Sof. We can draw it this way. There's the world of Ein Sof, the world of Adam Kadmon, the world of Atzilut. That's it. And then, the world's Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and in them, there is the Partsuf of Adam. This is Adam. These are the world's Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. And this is the providence, the governance, the upper providence, and it all comes from the light of Ein Sof, from all sides, from all over. It operates them directly and through in other ways as well. So there's the internality, externality, and so on and so forth. Yes.
Friends from Carmel are asking. Friends from Kamiela asking, how does the upper Malchut, which is reception, clothed on the Keter of the Elyon, which is bestowal, how do these two opposite qualities connect?
Malchut of the upper one receives in order to bestow. That measurement in which he receives in order to bestow in the low one, it becomes bestowal. It is much harder to be Malchut in the upper one than Keter in the lower one. Much harder. Next. Let's continue.
We are in T. Relating to the words, an actual rush to Bria. Zanpin and Malchut are called Adam and Eve. Malchut is the siyum of all the sfirot of Zanpin. That is why our sages said about Adam Harishon, prior to the creation of Eve, that Eve was the tail of Adam, meaning his siyum. His conclusion. Item Mem, item 40, relating to the words, and that Chochmah herself descended. Item 40. It means that Malchut of Ak, in which Masach of Bechina Gimel is erected, being the level of Chochmah, that Malchut came down and became Atik in Atzilut. Item 6, item Vav, words of the Ari. Because Malchut of Elyon, the upper Malchut, became Keter to the Tachton, to the lower ones, the worlds connect with one another to receive Heara, illumination, from each other. Indeed, this Bchina was in all the Olamot, all the worlds, it was beneficial to the worlds, in order to connect them one with the other, so as to receive Heara, illumination, from one another. It is done by the Siyum, the conclusion of Atzilut, being the Rosh of Bria, as it is also in the other worlds. Again, item 6, item Vav. Because Malchut de Elyon, the upper Malchut, became Keter to the Tachton, to the lower ones, the worlds connect with one another to receive Heara, illumination, from each other. Indeed, this b'china that was in all the worlds was beneficial to the worlds in order to connect them one with the other so as to receive heara, illumination, from one another. It is done by the siyum, the conclusion of Atzilut, being the Rosh de Bria, as it is also in the other olamot, the other worlds.
Do you have any questions about that, Amikam? So, say what is written that you have a question about.
He writes that indeed this b'china that was in all the worlds was beneficial to the worlds. You could think that there is some other purpose other than benefiting the worlds. It's as if this is some kind of life buoy that in order to connect the worlds one with another, but the worlds are connected with each other in a cause and consequence manner.
No. Adam connects them together. This is wrong. Have you studied the second part of Igulim? Who connects them together? Who connects the worlds together? Who inserts light into them? It's Yosher. It's the tzinor, the tube. Let's continue.
Item 7, Zion, words of the Ari. Because Malchut de Atzilut is clothed in Keter de Bria in Eichal Kodesh Kodeshim, the palace of the Most Holies, that Eichal can ascend to Atzilut on Shabbat. This is the meaning of the day of Shabbat. On that day, Kedusha, holiness, is added to the worlds, and the Eichal Elyon, the upper palace, the Kodesh Kodeshim, the Holy of Holies of Bria, ascends once more to Atzilut and becomes absolute Atzilut for the above reason. It is the same in all the other worlds as well.
Meaning there's the issue of the illuminations which come, and through them everything wakes up. And these illuminations are called days, months, years. This is how they're called. And we, accordingly, we feel the difference. So nothing changes except for the light that influences us in different ways, and that what gives us the feeling of time, motion, place, the reality itself, we who change, and all that is done by the light which operates on the will to receive a little bit. The will to receive is a raw material. The light operates on it, and then the desire feels a change in different levels in time, motion, place, feelings, emotions, relationships, and so on. The light comes through that system or another system, this way or another. It seems to us that this is the way people treat us, that everything are the actions of the light. There is none else besides him.
Again, item 7, Zion. Because Malchut de Atzilut is clothed in Keter de Bria in Eichal Kodesh Kodashim, that Eichal, that palace, can ascend to Atzilut on Shabbat. This is the meaning of the day of Shabbat. On that day, Kedusha, holiness, is added to the worlds.
An awakening from above.
And the Eichal Elyon, the upper palace, the Kodesh Kodashim de Bria, the Holy of Holies of Bria, ascends once more to Atzilut and becomes absolute Atzilut, for the above reason. It is the same in all the other worlds as well. Item 50, the small item 50, item Nun, relating to the words, the Kodesh Kodashim of Bria, the Holy of Holies of Bria. Rosh de Bria, where the point of Malchut de Atzilut is clothed, is called Eichal Kodesh Kodeshim, the Palace of the Holy of Holies. This entire Eichal Palace rises to Atzilut on Shabbat along with the point, by the power of the point of Atzilut that is clothed there.
Because in her there is the point from the world of Atzilut. Okay? I don't see that you are very much excited from it.
When we speak about this whole stemming down from above downwards, can we say that this is some process of clarifying the qualities, scrutinizing the qualities? a scrutiny of the qualities from above downwards, because all of these qualities were made, because Malchut of Atzilut, everything existed, and so gradually these layers were created, as you depicted them earlier, where really this whole process is really...
All the scrutinies are from below upward, from above downward. What do you have? Well, it's like you have a car and you break it down. So what is clear to you as a result? Well, perhaps the number of the parts, and not even that. After breaking down the car, when you reach all the way through, from there is you, and there you begin to scrutinize. There is no us before everything breaks down and goes down all the way through.
I understand. I didn't say that we make this scrutiny, but this process of creating the worlds was some kind of process of, if I understand properly what we learned until now, is some kind of process of creation. Everything is in this mingling, and then these layers were created so that at the end of the matter, we'd be able to rise from above, from below upwards, if I understand properly. That's really the question.
Well, suppose this is how it is. So
now, in relation to these connections, in every... We learn that there are the four phases of direct light for Bchinot of Or Yeshar. So all of these worlds have the point of the Yud, the tip of the Yud, and that's the state that we speak about, that we rise on the day of Shabbat.
Atzilut is Chochma. It's not the tip of the Yud. It's not Keter. It's Yud itself.
So what's that point he writes about here that rises at the day of Shabbat? What point's he talking about?
Malchut is rising.
Malchut?
Malchut of Atzilut rises because the worlds of Bia on Shabbat, they rise to Atzilut.
And why does she succeed to rise? It says that they succeed to rise.
It's an awakening from above. It told you that there's the additional Kedusha, the additional sanctity of Shabbat. This is why it is called the Holy Shabbat. There's an addition of light, and then all the parts of him rise. Therefore, you are prohibited of scrutinizing anything. In Shabbat, you should sit and do nothing, because you were pulled up from above, you were taken by the ear, and you were raised into Atzilut. Therefore, you are forbidden to do anything. There is nothing to scrutinize in Atzilut. There, everything is bestowed, and that's it. Therefore, all the laws of Shabbat are the laws of Bina, the laws of Atzilut. Also the laws of the holidays, same thing, when the worlds rise to a certain level, less than Shabbat or more than Shabbat and so on. There too you have a good day and others. It all depends on the levels of how much the upper light bestows, and then you rise to Atzilut. Yes?
Eddie from Petach Tikva was asking, does each one of us have a personal form in Atzilut that we need to reach in parallel at the time where all of us together are also coming mutually?
Everyone has his own particular form because everyone is connected to everyone else, but he is connected to everyone else because he causes that connection between everyone from his point. And therefore, of course, everyone has his own world. This form in this diagram, everything marked in yellow, including the internal parts, this is something each and every one of us has. Everyone has to cause that kli to be connected truly in one desire with one light in a complete harmony. Only everyone operates with respect to that kli. Well, here you have 7 billion like that, and each of them from within his own kli, he causes unification, unity. So for everyone there is a different world of his own, because me from my own individual qualities, this is me and this is you and this is him. So each of us, from his own special qualities, causes this unification. So it's like in our world, me and you, we have different qualities in one wrapping, but still everyone is impressed and does different things. We don't have time to continue. Where are you?
In item 8.
Okay.
Asterisk. Adam from Jerusalem is asking, why did the Creator create such complicated systems in order to cause the person to come into equivalence with Him?
There's no complication here, and the Creator didn't create anything other than the point of existence from absence. And to bring this point from absence to be as existence, by equalizing them from this equation, let's say, that darkness will illuminate as light, everything evolves from that and is being constructed as a law. There's the will to receive, and there's the will to bestow. I need to make the will to receive so it will be exactly like the will to bestow. The will to receive does not change, but I have to add an intention to it. In order to add an intention to the will to receive so that it will be exactly like the will to bestow, in order to add an intention to the will to receive so that it will be exactly like the will to bestow, only in order to build this intention, but that he will want by himself and will advance and make progress and so on, from a point which is called the tip of the Yud, everything was made from there. There, in the tip of the Yud, basically the final point exists. And this whole formula, this whole equation is in the tip of the Yud. And then what happens is the plan. There is a plan. Plan, realization, everything. In order to reach once again to what? So that they will be once again equal in the tip of the Yud. So that they will be equal. So don't say that the Creator created and made everything very complicated. It is simply that the creature cannot reach the Creator and the complete addition in any other way. He simply can't. The gap between them, between the existence and the absence, that determines the whole process from above downward, from down upward, and everything that happens to the tiniest detail. You understand math, mathematics, so you should understand that you have the equation. You have an equation, the equation between them. And that's it. And from there, everything happens. You bring it to light. Now let's move on to the next part.
And we'll sing a song together.
Yesh od ahava ba'olam Gami nishtakha Gamim istatra Gamim terem gilita et soda Yesh od ahava ba'olam Gamim nishtakha Gamim istatra Gamim terem gilita et soda היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לרע השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך של השירים קבל אותה